This is an MPB Think Radio podcast.
The 10-Minute Timeout is a mini podcast that brings Mississippi sports stories to life. Join me, Lacey Alexander, as I learn more about the teams, athletes, staff, and programs that make our state proud. One-on-one interviews with influential playmakers paint a clear picture for listeners of how Mississippi sports inspire and energize our community. New episodes released every other Friday on your favorite podcasting app.
From MPB Think Radio, this is Next Stop Mississippi. I'm Jermaine Flood, along with my traveling partners Java Chapman and Kamel King with Visit Mississippi. We're your number one on-air source covering the people, places, and events that make our state great. Happy Mother's Day weekend. Today, we'll celebrate the state's rich and diverse music and art at the 2024 Mississippi Makers Fest tomorrow, May 11th in Jackson. Then we'll check out what's happening around your neck of the woods before a final stop in Meridian to pay homage at the 71st Annual Jimmy Rogers Festival, May 12th through the 19th. Before we hit the road, let me welcome my traveling partners, Java and Kamel. It's Mother's Day weekend, guys.
We in the house.
We in the house.
It is. It is a great time to celebrate the mamas.
It is a great time.
Yes.
It is. I saw my mama this morning before I came in, so I always will love my mama.
That's because you always dropping that dog off every morning.
You always got to tell.
Wait a minute.
Making your mama spend her days watching your dog with a routine for the dog.
Java,
don't tell Kamel anything.
Early morning.
I saw
with
my mama do it. You see her every day dropping off the dog.
Okay, so for those who don't know, I'm a little bougie about my baby.
A little.
And my baby, meaning my dog. Uh-huh, and I dropped the dog off at the dog sitter.
Who is?
It's Ruby Williams. Doggy daycare.
Doggy daycare. What is her salary? I'd like to know that.
Love.
Oh, wow.
Such a great currency.
Exactly. You're going to need to beef that Mother's Day present up a little.
Accept it everywhere.
I know, right? But yeah, she's doing fine this morning, my mother and my baby.
Awesome. No. Don't you skip this. Talk about the routine and what you told me about how your baby has to have the same routine every day. Yes, I'm exposing it right now.
Yes, and I'm
right
looking
now.
Dead at him. It does. She does. She has to have the same routine because we don't want to throw her off and then her nerves get bad.
And what happens if her nerves get bad?
Dogs have died of broken hearts and bad nerves.
Java, come get your girl.
See, if this was Thursday Creature Comforts, then we would have vets calling in. Dr. Major would, he would weigh in. And
somebody call Dr. Major right now.
Oh, God. I'm talking crazy, but I leave jazz playing for my dog and gospel music and R&B, hip hop, and then all of that.
She probably likes rock.
She probably does.
Well, y'all, it's Mother's Day weekend. I heard you just shout
back to
out
the
your
mamas.
I know. I heard you shout out your mama. How's your mama doing?
Claus. That's Claus
I
right
know.
There.
How your mama doing?
Man, my mama is the most special, most beautiful angel that has ever been blessed this earth. Aww. I am just blessed to have that mama that I have. I'll always love my mama.
Oh,
that's right.
Java, what about your mama? I know Java's mama, and I have to be reminded that I worked with Java's mom.
my mom is that lady, and she proved it this morning because the storm came through yesterday and knocked out, I guess, basically all the power and the water for JPS schools.
Ooh.
So she was up this morning texting, like, "What are you gonna do with the girls? What do y'all need me to come over and all that kind of stuff?" And
ooh,
that's just,
she's such a good mama.
That's just that's just mama.
Yeah, she's such a good mama. That's good stuff. I have to say one thing about my mom, and I want to get it out on air, is she went through a lot. And she still kept her composure and her and at least a little sliver of her happiness.
Yes.
And so because of that, she's just the best.
Yes.
She really is.
Yes.
She could take a licking and a licking and a licking and keep on ticking.
Man, that's the thing about mothers. It's real strong mothers like what we have, the things we have seen them go through, and the radiant smile they still have, the love they still put on us, all the stuff they've been through family-wise, physically. My mom has survived cancer. She has survived losing three of her siblings and really five over time, mm-hmm. and just all kind of, and she is still here. The backbone of the family, still smiling, still blessing
us. Something about
them
women. Something about them women. Something about them women.
Yes, that's a true statement.
It's something about them built for tough.
Yes.
I have a little thing with mothers where it's just, I don't know, mothers, they get all of the grace. They get all of the, like, that's a mama.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
If something's going on and she needs to do this thing and, mm-hmm. and, you know, I don't know, from lashing out to relaxing.
Yes.
She's a mother.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you don't know what that entails unless you are a mother. So, you know, like, I just, that's a mother. Let her,
yes, Lord.
You know, how can I support?
You're right.
That's
You're
right, y'all.
And shout out to the grandmothers who made the mothers.
Oh, yeah.
Because my grandmother is still living. She lives with my parents. Sweetest, most regal on the face. And I kissed her on the forehead the other day. And I said, Grandma, you didn't even get paid. Maybe fifth, sixth, seventh mm-hmm. grade. The home that she built, all of her children have stayed there at some point mm-hmm. in time. I've renovated it now. Now it will be blessing me and mm-hmm. my child. Mm-hmm. So you're talking about a woman who had eight children, not even a high school education, whose home has stayed within three, four generations. Mm. You know,
that's good stuff.
That's the mamas,
that's
man.
That's good stuff. Yeah. Look, I miss my grandmama. One, because she could cook a slew of stuff. She would cook, but at the same time, while she was cooking, she'd say, Jerry, go into the cabinet and get that bottle of liquor. And so that was my people.
I know that's right.
Those are my folks.
They kept the wheels greased while she was cooking.
She said, go on in there and get that for me.
Yeah.
But yeah, so today is all about mothers and stops for your mom. And yes. while we are thinking about what we can do for mom this weekend, our first stop is the perfect place to go. Why? Because it's the 2024 Makers Fest. It celebrates the state's rich and diverse music and art. And there's so many wares there that you can literally purchase. You could take mom. This is almost one of the best shopping trips I've ever seen ever. But it's happening tomorrow, May 11th in Jackson at the two Mississippi Museums. And on the line with us to tell us all about it is Tori Rice, events manager at the museums. Tori, welcome back to Next Stop Mississippi.
Thank you. It's so good to talk to everyone.
It's good having you on today. Happy Mother's Day to you. I don't know, your moms or whoever's in your life. And
I am. I hope my kids are talking as good about me as y'all are talking about your mom.
I know. Ask them, what you get me?
Right.
What you get me?
Right, Tori. Right. Well, happy Mother's Day to you. And congratulations on this year's Mississippi Makers Fest.
Thank you so much. You know, it's our third year, and we are just really excited. I think it's going to be our best. You know, you learn along the way, and it's become a pretty well-oiled machine at this point.
Right. Third year, a well-oiled machine. I wouldn't even, if you wouldn't have said third year, I would have thought y'all been doing this for 15 years, Tori. I mean, it's such a nice setup when you get out there, too. It's got such a feel to it, especially when you're out on the green out there at the two Mississippi Museums. But talk about how planning has gone from literally this last year to this year, and this year is featuring Kristone Kingfish.
It is, and you know, when we first started planning Makers Fest, it was actually 2019, and that's when Kingfish had his debut album, and he got on our radar immediately. Now, of course, 2019 is also COVID, and so we had to put off a year, but he never got off our radar. So we were thrilled to finally be able to get him this year, and I know, you know, his performances are just amazing. So anybody that comes out to see this, they're going to have a real good time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's what I like about Makers Fest too. It mixes art and music together
Yes, it does.
Everybody from Mississippi. I mean, everybody that is involved is a Mississippi artist or food maker or musician, and that's what we're trying to really show off is what Mississippi has to offer, which is an incredible amount of talent.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Tori, as you know, Visit Mississippi has been a proud sponsor each year and again this year, and we just want to give you guys your props because MDAH and the two museums, you guys do such a great job. And I mean, for the listeners, you guys haven't been to anything until you've been in that green space with those beautiful museums as a backdrop, downtown Jackson as the backdrop. It's cased in so well. It's safe.
Right.
And then you've got all those artists out there, great food. I was there when Fifth Child closed, when Mr. Sip closed, you know, and now you got Chris Stone Kingfish closing. So you guys are really doing a great job.
Stepping it up every year.
Thank you. We actually have Fifth Child on board to be our MC again this year. He always puts on a great show, getting the audience going. So we're excited to have Fifth Child again. So
my man.
Now, Kamel, you were talking about it being cased in. This is what I love about it. They kind of position the stage perfectly. Mm-hmm. So where the reverb and the echo bounces so nicely.
Yes,
you know how I love music.
Sound engineering right there.
I'm squealing.
Because you can't do it wrong, you know.
Right, right. Now
we are working with great people that you know, that really know what they're doing. So that's on them. That's not on me.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Now, Tori, what's the best thing about this festival is the fact that it's free.
Oh, I'm telling you, free 99.
Right. Talk about why you all wanted to make this festival a free festival.
You know, we really wanted to bring the community together, to give them something that they can be proud of, to come and see everything that not only, you know, we have to offer here at the museum. So galleries are open for free that day as well.
Oh, great.
But also to, you know, just see what all Mississippi has to offer as far as arts and food and music. So, you know, it just really brings everybody together for the day.
Right. And then guess what else is free? Parking.
Look, that's what they ought to get you. Be like, yeah, it's free. Parking is $50, though.
So parking is free, Tori, at the Mississippi State Fairgrounds, right?
It is at the fairgrounds. If you need, you know, help getting up to the space, we have shuttles going back and forth, also free.
For
so,
free?
You know, we can get you up there. And you just make it to the fairgrounds, we'll get you the rest of the way.
Tori, did you say, if you need help getting up from the
fairgrounds? There is a hill. The event is not the flattest ground.
That's a yes. That's a yes, Tori.
I get winded.
Which way? There is a hill in there.
It's a hill no matter which way you go.
Oh, it's either way?
Yeah. I'm going to need a little help, Tori.
So I get winded. By the time you get up at the top, you're going to be ready to, you know, to get a drink and some food and rest for a second.
I'll be waving my sponsor pass to park in the garage.
Okay. So silly. And speaking of walking up a hill, as you come up the hill, I want to talk about what all you'll be able to see. So there's going to be make and take activities, food trucks, and more. Talk a little bit about that, Tori.
Yeah, so you know, we have our make and take activities for our kids area, face painting, fun games for them, really something for everybody, all different types of food. All different types of artists. We also have demonstrations out, so the Craftsman's Guild's out showing the forging and glass blowing and painting. So not only do you get to buy their goods, you get to see them make the goods, which is a really
That's
cool
awesome.
Thing to see. Mm-hmm.
Tori, what's even more awesome is it's not going to be blazing freaking hot tomorrow. So that is
Did you just pull
awesome.
Up the forecast on
I
your
am
phone?
I'm looking at it right now.
It's 74 sunny skies, Tori. Congratulations.
Yeah, tomorrow the high of 79. Yes.
We had to go through the storms last night to get
here. Oh, I'm reading. Was I reading today's weather?
Yes, you were.
Oh, I'm sorry. You just showed me big.
That was current.
Big numbers.
Tomorrow, high of 79.
It's 79 tomorrow. Is it still sunny?
Yes, it is.
Okay, it's still sunny. Congratulations,
yes.
Tori.
Thank you. I will take it. As long as it's not what it was last night.
Exactly.
I'm fine.
I want to talk about the heartbeat, though, of the Mississippi Makers Fest, and it's the artisans. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and put them on highlight, put them on blast. I want to know exactly how important they are to this festival.
They make it. Over the past 3 years, I've gotten to have some really, you know, good relationships because they come back every year and we take advice from them from, you know, how they want the festival to be as well. This is really put together by a lot of minds to make sure that everybody has a good time. And so, you know, we have them coming back every single year, really helping promote what we're doing. And it's across the board. It's all different types, pottery and fiber arts and painting and metal. And so it's really just everything you could think of, different types of foods and, mm-hmm. and everything too. So yeah, they are wonderful.
That's awesome. That mm-hmm. is so mm-hmm. awesome. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. This day, it's a day long, so it goes from 10 a.m. until 8 p.m. tomorrow, right, Tori?
It does. And, you know, we're mainly focusing on a lot of our makers at the beginning as far as our arts and everything goes. The music doesn't start until 4. So we kind of split it up a little bit just to make sure that, you know, everybody that came out could see and do exactly mm-hmm. what they wanted to do. But, yeah, the music kicks off at 4 and it will go until 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Talk about your partners, the sponsors, how important they are to this as well.
Absolutely. We have Nissan on as our title sponsor this year, and we were nice. So thrilled to have them. They'll be out and actually have 4 cars. Cars made right here in Mississippi that, you know, so we can really see what all Mississippi does. I think we think of Mississippi and we're like, oh, we're not doing much. We're doing a lot. Mm-hmm. So we have Nissan out and Blue Cross Blue Shield in Mississippi. Nancy and Ray Nielsen, Capital City Beverage is bringing out all the fun beverages for everybody this year. So, and Cathead Distillery. And of course, we have Visit Jackson and Lucid Inc., Mississippi Tent, our radio stations will be out as well, and Visit Mississippi.
Yeah.
So we are thrilled to have all of our sponsors. They help make it happen for sure.
That's so awesome. Mm-hmm. That is awesome. I want to talk about again the musicians. So Mississippi Blues and Grammy Award winning artist Kingfish, he will be there. He is headlining, and then there are additional musical performers. Correct, Tori?
We did, yeah, we are opening with Hud and the Hurricane. That's actually Kerry Hudson's band. He was here our first year, puts on a great show. He starts at 4 o'clock. At around 5:15, we'll have American Blonde going on. That's they are some country music singers, and they also put on a great show, and then we'll end it with Kingfish.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what people can and cannot bring into the festival and what they should expect.
Yeah, yeah. Sure, you know, and that our biggest concern is to make sure everything is safe, and so we do have heavy security out. Everybody feels good. Everybody's having a good time. We do ask everybody brings a clear bag, just to make that whole process easier. And all of this is listed on our website if you have any questions about it. But, you know, no illegal substances, firearms, pocket knives, things of that nature. No outside food or drink, because we want to support our food makers that are going to be on site. But, yeah, that full list is on our website.
Mm-hmm. So, Ramon Brown, leave your brass knuckles and your pit bull at home.
Who is Ramon?
That's one of my friends.
Oh, no. You didn't put him out?
And he's an unsurly individual.
Why is he just telling? He's telling everybody's business, Java. Just everybody's business.
Now, all
today.
The Ramon Browns are just like, it me?
Tori, I want to talk about any upcoming events that the two Mississippi museums are having this year that everybody can look forward to coming up soon.
Well, you know, we've got a great flag exhibit that's up right now. It'll be up a little while longer, so make sure you come out and see that. Again, all of our other stuff is on our MDAH website. And you can come and check it out, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice.
Make sure you all go there. That's mdah.ms.gov. And they'll be able to figure out everything as it deals with Mississippi Makers Fest as well, right, Tori?
That's right. We do have our own website just for Makers Fest, and that's msmakersfest.mdah.ms.gov. And we have a Facebook page that you can see all the information on as well.
Awesome. Tori, you're the best. Makers Fest is mm-hmm. the best. It's the.
Well, I can't wait to see y'all.
I can't wait to see it as well. Thank you so much, Tori. You're listening to Next Stop Mississippi on MPB Think Radio. I'm Jermaine Flood, in with my traveling partners and the best people in the world, on Fridays at least. It's Java Chapman and Kamel King with Visit Mississippi.
Wait a minute right now. I'm looking at this script. What's the name of your dog?
My dog's name is Stormy.
Okay. It says...
No, don't!
No. No, no. Read card from Stormy on air. Your dog writes cards?
Yes.
She knows English. She can
but
write.
But you're jumping my bullet points. You're jumping past my bullets.
Whoa.
I knew I shouldn't have gave him a script, Java.
Whoa.
Why did I give him a script?
What
this
in
show
the
needs
hizzle?
To be just a surprise.
You put it on there, though.
It just needs to be just a surprise to Kamel.
Wait a minute now.
I knew. I can't get.
She can hold a pen?
Everybody cannot get a script. Again. Everybody.
Does she just put her paw on ink and put it on the paper and you interpret.
I'm going in there. You jumped a whole bullet point. Now I'm having to reshuffle the stack. Okay.
So sorry.
So here we go. So one, happy Mother's Day again, everybody, to everyone out there. And if you tuned in to Next Stop Mississippi last year, you know that my dog always gets me something for Mother's Day. And you also know that the Saturday before Mother's Day is Dog Mom's Day.
Oh.
So get it right or pay the price.
Okay.
Okay. Get it right, Java. What's the price, by the way?
I don't know.
That's the question.
What's a saying?
I may just pay
it.
I thought I'd ask.
I may just pay it.
So I don't have to get it right. How much does this cost to get out of this?
Yeah.
Let me just pay the price. I don't even want to guess.
Well, you know, I celebrate National Dog Moms Day on the Saturday before now and since last year.
As far as I know,
it was. Remember, you remember we talked about this. Don't act like we didn't talk about this.
We didn't.
Yes, we did. Mm. We talked about this because remember my dog got me a mug last year and I brought the coffee mug in.
How did the dog do that? Your mother drove the dog? Did the dog go in and pick it out?
No, she looked at me and she... I could feel that
she have an Amazon account
that she wanted to buy me a mug. And so this year she didn't have money for a mug.
But last year she did.
Last year's budget was $15. This year's budget was $1.25. And so
plus tax.
That's all she could afford was a card. You see the card with the Boston Terrier on the front?
Jeez Louise.
And it says, and it reads,
this is the best show.
It reads, Stormy sent this to me and she says, Mom, what would my life be without you?
I'd be astray.
And she says, rough. Thanks for loving me ever since I was a pup. Happy Mother's Day. Love, Stormy. And she signed it.
Wow.
She signed it.
She writes better than me.
She put her paw down there. You see it?
She writes.
That is some great penmanship.
And this is why,
from a dog especially.
This is why I love my child.
Norm, when you say she sent it to you, did she put it in the mail? Did she bring it to you in her mouth?
Well, I picked it up. I gave it to her and she gave it back.
Got you.
That's how it works.
Now we're cooking.
All right. So that's Mother's Day.
Shout out to Stormy.
I know it. My baby. And it almost looks like my baby. It's got the black side, the white side. You know, my baby's a half and half and not a tuxedo Boston, which they call the tuxedo Bostons with the two black eyes and the white down the middle.
Mm.
But my baby is a half and half like this one.
Now, I will say Stormy is a dog, but Stormy's doing better than some of these humans who are going to be going to the store Saturday evening, Sunday morning.
I know it.
To celebrate Mother's
Day. I know. Yes. She was ahead of it.
Yes, you're right, Java.
She was ahead of it. Kroger gets tore up every year.
Let me tell you something. I'm glad you brought that up. Lord, Java.
And let me tell
isn't
you.
That right?
Let me say the funniest thing about this is when you go in as a female on a regular day, you do not see that many males, you know, shopping at Kroger.
Yeah.
You go in on a Saturday or even the day of Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And these men are in here looking lost.
Losing their mind.
They look lost like they just walked into the store for the first time in their life.
And they picking up whatever they didn't put out there. Whatever.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, and it's kind of funny because that window after church, before the afternoon activity.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
madness. It's like Black Friday for 2 hours at least.
And I don't know why we don't get it to get ahead of that.
Well, you kind of can't really do the flowers. You know what I'm saying?
Well, a little bit. Maybe a couple of, because see, like Java says, that window, if you get it right before you get them fresh, and let me tell you, I'm sure Felder would agree, add a little lemon or lime juice
to the
water, it keeps the bacteria down, the flowers last a whole lot longer.
And this is from a professional flower buyer.
But it's
because
the thing you don't want to, or you could use a little packet that comes with
powder.
The little powder, because you don't want to be in that mad dash.
No.
Now, if you go, what's today, Friday? If you go Friday,
you're okay.
during your lunch
during your lunch,
you're okay.
There you go.
You can get tip top and they can last. You treat them a little bit and you're good for Sunday.
Yeah.
But if you are any time after that, you slim pickings for one. Mm-hmm. And then you have to try to do the scramble.
All right.
And I'll be seeing men picking up lilies that's leaning over looking brown like, that ain't going to get it, partner. But I mean,
I love to
just go. Honestly, I love to go to the mall during Black Friday and stuff. But I love to go to Kroger during this weekend watching men with this wild-eyed Nebraska look
they
in their eyes.
And
I just be watching them like.
And here's the thing. And it gets so wild-eyed because they got the child with them as well. Yeah. So they're like, what you think your mama want?
Yeah.
You know?
And it's And Kroger know what they doing. They'll have a vase with Reese's Pieces in it and a couple of flowers and charge you $179.
Yeah.
Guess what? You're going to pick it up.
Oh, yeah. Upcharge is in effect. It's in effect.
You're going to pick it up. Okay.
It's the funniest thing. Quick question. So how in advance are you, Java, for Mother's Day and or Valentine's Day? Because that's another one. That's one of those day ofs.
Oh, I'm locked and loaded. I've had my late days. And I've been told about my late days,
so I'm
locked and loaded. We ready to go.
You've been through it.
I got my feet up, and you know,
I may
just go to browse like Kamel said, just to see the other guys.
Watch them fail.
Scramble.
Look at you, fellas. You're pitiful.
Watch them scramble. Kamel, I ain't even got to ask you.
You ain't got that. You know, I prepare early.
I know.
I'll be a month. I had Mother's Day. All my Mother's Day's gifts. Last month.
Right.
Yeah, that's how I get out. That's the only way I can keep my world spinning. I got so much going on.
Yeah.
If I do not prepare early, I'll lose my mind.
Yeah, you will. Yeah. Or make somebody upset or sad.
We ain't trying to do that. Not the mothers.
Well, so everybody won't make mom upset or sad. Here's some ideas that you can do. This is your What's Happening Mother's Day edition, okay? So happening in Edwards, Mississippi is going to be Mom's Day Off Weekend. That's starting tonight, 6 p.m. until Sunday at 11 a.m. And why? It's because it's going to be a camping trip for mom. So you can celebrate the moms in your lives and let them have a day off. They're saying bring your tent, RV, or rent their glamping cabin. So you do not have to rough this. You can rent a glamping cabin and join them for a fun-filled weekend with Friday night tonight starting at 6 p.m. They're going to play Camp Store Bingo and watch a movie under the pavilion. Saturday at the park kicks off with themed crafts, games, and more. And then Saturday night starting at 6, they'll have their community campfire and karaoke. So that's all going down at Askew's Landing RV Campground in Edwards, Mississippi. It's Mom's Day Off Weekend.
Yes.
Kamel's not going camping with his mother at all.
Don't nobody want them bugs. Man, let me tell you something. Everything bites me. Everything.
He's not going at all. Okay, here's a cute one, too. This one is calling all my sexy mamas. That's what it says. This is Mother's Day Heels Dance Class happening in Iberville, Mississippi. That's going to be tonight at 7 p.m. They're saying that they've got a sexy heels class that you do not want to miss if mom needs a little spunk in her. Or if you just need a little spunk as well. This is Mother's Day Heels Dance Class starting tonight, 7 p.m. In Iberville, Mississippi. It's actually at 10441 Lemony Boulevard.
Where?
I think that said Lemony.
Java. That's a taste. I don't know if that's a street.
It's kind of Lemony. Yeah, it says Lemony. Okay, but that's...
If you're from D'Iberville, then you probably know the street.
Call in 1-800-MPB-RING this phone.
Limo. Okay. All right. That was right. I've pronounced it a few times now to myself. And then if you like bingo, you can take mom out for the Mother's Day weekend bingo blowout. That's going to be in Columbus, Mississippi tomorrow, 6 p.m. until 9 p.m. Don't nobody get to fighting out there. Bingo can get a little serious, but every pack game pays $1,000.
Whoa.
So Mother's Day, come get that money. They say Mother's Day weekend blowout. That's 1522 Gardner Boulevard in Columbus, Mississippi. Bingo.
Bingo.
And then you can take mama on a cruise.
Okay,
I found a whole bunch of little cute events. Okay. I'm so excited about these. You can take mom on a cruise for Mother's Day weekend denim and white sunset cruise tomorrow, Saturday, May 11th, 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. So it's like an evening cruise. This is happening in Gulfport, Mississippi at 1915 31st Avenue. But it's denim and white party cruise at sunset. It's at Ship Island Excursions.
Nice.
You'll take off from right there. You'll party aboard the Ship Island Excursions SS Gulf Islander. Tickets are while they last, there'll be complimentary food and a cash bar, and you can enjoy this 2.5 hour coastal cruise with live entertainment provided by the legendary DJ Mix Maestro, mixing live in the soulful sounds of Multi Mario Parrish and Sax. Loading time 7 p.m. Boat departure time 7:30 p.m. Don't be late, because if you know about Ship Island Excursions,
they'll leave you.
Yep, and they told you
right
they
there.
Will say that.
And guess what they say? You don't want all them things to bite you when the sun goes down. You remember they told us that?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, when we pick you back up in the morning.
The bugs come out. The bugs come out.
You'll be red and bumpy.
The bugs come out. Okay, so admission to the after party. There's an after, not after.
Wow.
A-F-T-E-R. No.
No.
It's A-F-T-A. Mission to the after party at Elaine's Lounge will be happening following the cruise. And then they're saying white is not mandatory. And for the ladies, flat shoes are preferred.
Wow.
So that's that.
Take your mom on a cruise until 10 o'clock and then take her to the after party.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's a whole night for mama.
Ooh.
And then tomorrow at 7:30 p.m., it's a Mother's Day celebration with Donnie McClurkin.
Oh.
That is happening at the Jackson Convention Complex tomorrow night at 7:30 p.m. And if I know women, they love a Donnie McClurkin song. Mm. And I love a Donnie McClurkin song, too. So that's the Mother's Day weekend package. It's something to do for mom. And here's a cute little thing that I found on Instagram. Side note, this is not to do with mom, but you can involve mom if you'd like. Visit Mississippi is having a photo contest.
Yes.
You can send your best Mississippi photo for a chance to win a 2-night stay at two of Mississippi's Gulf Coast. A 2-night stay for two on Mississippi's Gulf Coast, courtesy of Coastal Mississippi, plus a charter fishing trip. You can go to their link in their Instagram bio, and you can search your camera roll, though, for your best Mississippi photos. You must submit your photos and contact info by the 15th of this month.
Excellent.
So,
and no AI pictures.
No AI pictures. And I'm just going to tell you, if you send in pictures holding adult beverages, they're not going to make it past the first snuff.
No, this is like
yes, this
like
is
pretty pictures.
Pretty pictures, okay?
Yeah, like scenery.
Not you and the frat boys.
Yeah.
Standing around.
Don't.
For some, that is their Mississippi.
That is.
Now, it could be a nice shot. You know how Snoop Dogg was doing those Corona ads? Was it Corona or whatever? And
yeah,
they would have
probably
him sitting there and then the table. And then you could see the beach beyond the table.
Yeah, make sure that Corona is turned around and the label isn't in there.
Maybe it needs to be a Mississippi brand. Okay, I'm thinking too much. Y'all, just take y'all's best. Submit your best photo and you can win that 2-night stay for two on Mississippi's Gulf Coast with a charter fishing trip.
Nice.
I've never been on a charter fishing trip, but it sounds cool.
Well, you should submit some pictures to visit Mississippi.
I will. Thanks, Kamel.
Yes.
You already know. Jimmy Rogers, we're back. You're listening to Next Stop Mississippi on MPB Think Radio. He's the father of country music. And born in Meridian, Mississippi. He's ours.
You're late.
Oh, Kamel.
Come on now.
Kamel.
I got a couple of skiers on my back.
Listen, we're back, and Kamel King with Visit Mississippi is yodeling. And on the line to help us stop him from yodeling and to tell us all about the 71st annual Jimmy Rogers Music Festival, May 12th through the 19th. And Meridian is our superhero. Save us from Kamel. Leslie Lee, Executive Director at the Jimmy Rogers Museum and Foundation. Leslie, welcome back to the show. Hey, my friend.
Thank you, Kamel. I didn't know you had that in you.
Well, you know.
He didn't know either until it slipped out.
You know. few things you guys don't know about me.
Next time I see you, I want a rendition. Well, thank you all so much for having me. That's right. It is here. It's the 71st annual. We are the longest running music festival in the U.S. and 71 years. And so we're so excited to be here. We're going 8 days full of festival. We actually kick it off this Sunday, and we're going to run until Sunday the 19th.
Come on
Something
now.
Something for everyone every day of the week.
Come on now.
It's just fantastic what we're doing here.
Now, Leslie, I know you. I would usually ask people, so how long have you been with the event? You have not been with this event 71 years.
Thank goodness, I love it.
You have not been with them. But yeah, congratulations, Leslie, on this year's Jimmy Rogers Festival happening. And quick question, just for Kamel's, Kamel asked quietly to me just now, is there a yodeling competition that happens during the festival?
Unfortunately, not this year, Kamel, but we will bring that back soon, and you will be the first person I call to let know about it.
Tisk. I need a cash prize.
Leslie. Yes.
Well, I just look from a Visit Mississippi standpoint. We just want to give you guys props because this festival is always a mainstay. People from all over the country and the world come. And more importantly,
absolutely,
people, it keeps the name, the legacy, the legendary Jimmy Rogers alive because, you know, we always are talking about Mississippi, birthplace of America's music, and we talk about gospel and we talk about blues and we talk about country music, but we got to remember it started here with Jimmy Rogers and even the Bristol Sessions that he was a part of, that was really the first country album that broke you know, across the nation ever. So just want to give you guys major props.
Well, thanks. And, you know, I like to say Jimmy Rogers got a little pigeonholed into that father of country music. Yes, we know him as father of country music, but a third of his songs were blues. He had gospel. You know, he was the first inductee into the rock and roll. And so we do that with the festival. We like to put a little bit of everything in there. So, you know, we're starting this Sunday with that old-time musical review at the Sukunacha Review at the Temple Theater. And then we move on to Monday, our history night. And our theme this year is from bluegrass to blues. We're going to kind of take you into that Jimmy Rogers and how he influenced all of these different genres and greats in music. And as we move throughout the week, we're going to kind of have a little bit of something different every night. For instance, we're so excited. Like you said, people come from all over. We have sold out on Friday night for the show. And we have sold tickets all over the U.S. People are coming from everywhere for this one. So we're excited about it. We still have a few tickets up for sale for some of the other nights. You know, with 71 years of doing this festival, it has such a rich history. And with country music, I always tell people, you name the country legend, they played on this national stage, which is fantastic. And Merle Haggard was such a big part of it, and he loved Mississippi and Meridian. He actually recorded a Jimmy Rogers tribute album here. So we're excited to have his two sons play at the Ellis Theater Thursday night. We'll have Ben and Noel here kind of honoring their dad, the festival, and what we do. Tickets are still available for that. We only have about 100, though, and, you know, there's not a bad seat in the house of Ellis.
No, it's not. And shout out to Jimmy Rogers for being very fashionable back in the day, because if you look at his pictures, like, he was sporting the conductor's hats with the you know,
Yeah, it was cold-blooded,
though.
It was
cold-blooded. Here's a quote that he said that I heard, heard once, and he said, let me get it right. If I, at the end of the day, if I still have money in my pocket, it wasn't a good day well spent. He'd like to enjoy himself and take care of himself. But we're just real excited. And then next Sunday, we have a few tickets for this. Get them now. But if you like good food and good music, we're combining them for our New Orleans Gospel Brunch on Sunday the 19th. We have a Grammy Award-winning gospel band from New Orleans. They're about 20-piece choir. They're bringing a saxophonist in from Atlanta. I mean, they've got a full band. You're going to be dancing the second line,
during the concert and eating a big old bowl of jambalaya and beignets, and then also having a nice Bloody Mary or mimosa from Cat Head. So we've got some fun stuff going on every day of the week.
That's Wait a minute. Awesome. Am I doing that at the same time I'm dancing to the second line, and one hand yes. is a bowl of jambalaya and the other hand is
a mimosa with
a
Cat Head.
A mimosa with Cat Head
yeah.
while I'm dancing.
It can happen. It can happen. That's our Southern hospitality. We take care of you.
Yes.
I can see it. It can happen, though.
I'm going to spill some stuff, but it's going
to
be good.
You might not be able to use a fork like a utensil to eat the rice. You might just have to be like,
yeah, while I'm dancing. Yeah. Because the other hand has the mimosa. Gotcha. You say, rah, 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 rah. You are not nuts.
Look, Leslie, quick question. I want to know, you tapped on it a little bit. Tell us a little bit about the rich history of the music festival.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, so 71 years, I mean, you think of that. It started with Hank Snow and Ernest Tubbs. They got together to create a memorial tribute for Jimmy Rogers. Mm-hmm. And they really just brought on all friends. And at that time, in the 50s and the 60s, over 50,000 people would come to Meridian and camp out from all over the world. And they would just have show after show for about a week long and different nights, just like what we're doing now. A lot of the same programs that we're doing to this day are started in 1953, for instance, our talent competition. Fun fact about that, Elvis entered the talent competition in 1953. He did not win. We don't know who won, but we know Elvis.
What were they thinking?
right. And Elvis kind of set that precedent, too, though. You never want to come in first. You always want to come in second and third because we don't remember those. But we've had some great country legends come out of that, some great country artists come out of that talent competition.
Awesome.
So a lot of the same things that we started then, we're still doing now.
That's awesome. I love it.
What's
love
awesome
it.
Is this flower that you were trying to put in your hair while she's talking is falling apart all over you.
I'm putting the Truth Slayer out of here. He no longer is on Next Stop Mississippi. Listen, Leslie, I want to talk about it because I was able to come out there like 3 years ago and yeah. see all of this awesome, like the wardrobe of Jimmy and learn the history. Tell everybody a little bit about the museum and how much fun it is to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah, you had just come in the museum when we just moved to our new location. So now we're a little bit more home in there, but we have a beautiful old mansion house. And it just tells the story of Jimmy Rogers, and not just Jimmy Rogers, but what was going on in Meridian at the time during his lifetime with the trains. And then also it spotlights some other great country artists. One of his co-writers that a lot of people don't know about is Elsie McWilliams. Well, she's now getting her dues as the first female country music songwriter. So we have a room devoted to her. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of tells the story of where the roots, and that's what I have to say, that the roots of that genre of music and country music, it all started right here in Meridian with Jimmy Rogers.
Right, right. I love that. And then Jimmy Rogers Day. Talk a little bit about that. That was the beginning, right, of the music festival.
That's right. So, again, it was just all kind of a memorial. So what they did, they started, now we're running a week earlier, but they would always end the festival on the anniversary of Jimmy Rogers' death, which is May 26th.
Mm-hmm.
And do a wreath-laying ceremony. We're not going to do that this year. Some years we do, but that's what they used to do. So they would start it and have the Jimmy Rogers Day and then end it with the wreath-laying ceremony on his grave.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Awesome, rich history.
But it's a neat story, and I love that. You know, for 71 years, we've
yes.
been run by volunteers. It's all just a passion project that, you know, people are loving to be a part of. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, they come over from all over the world to be a part of this. So it's a really, really neat event that you can just, everybody's there because they love it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's there for a reason. So come on out to Meridian sometime this week. Stay for a couple days. We'll take care of you. Like I said, we've got something going on every night of the week.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Talk about the partners, though, as it relates to putting on this festival every year and how yeah. important they are.
It is. So we, like I said, we're volunteer-run community support puts this on, and we couldn't do it without the support from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
So Visit Mississippi, Visit Meridian, they're a huge part of this. They know how valuable this is to Meridian and what we're doing. For instance, we have our History Night on Monday that I told y'all about. That is put on by the Mississippi Humanities Council and the Mississippi Arts Commission. It's so important to have this involvement.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. I love it.
And Meridian just is such a wonderful city. Anyway.
It is.
Yeah, you guys.
Oh, yeah,
man.
I'm gonna claim Meridian is our art capital of the state.
Mm.
I don't know. I'm just calling.
What'd you say? I don't.
I feel bad.
Why did you back away from it that quickly?
Because I felt like people were coming at me.
Before the phones even started ringing. You're like, oh, they're going to get on my butt.
That was bad. Don't just claim it.
I think people will have something to say about that. Even though that was a great designation.
I'll back up out of that. I'll back up out of that, Jermaine. But we are known as kind of the cultural capital with the big events and music that we put on.
Oh, God.
You backed away from that very quickly.
I did, because I knew I was going to get it later.
Start calling you J. Cole.
Right. I'm just claiming things. Just
jump in, jump out.
Yes.
I will tell you, with all of the events, we're showing off our downtown and all of the beautiful locations that we have. For instance, the Temple Theater. That's where it all started. The Jimmy Rogers Festival was always at the Temple Theater, and it's beautiful historic theater. And now we have a lot of events happening at the MAC, the Mississippi Arts and Entertainment Experience. So grateful for them. It's such a beautiful backdrop to have this festival on. And then also the Congress of Country Music. We're moving over to Philadelphia for one night, and they're involved. And so it's great to have them. So we're really showing off some beautiful venues that we have in Meridian. And, you know, we have our hotel downtown now. You can just walk across the street to see some great music. And I'll tell you, our national acts that we have, Red Clay Strays, they're going to be headlining. They are blowing up. They're opening for the Rolling Stones next month. So we've got them here. We have, you know, like I said, the Haggard Boys. We have Trey Lewis. We have Paul Birch.
Awesome.
We've got so many artists. I think we have a total of about 25 bands that'll be featured throughout the week, and musicians. So
Leslie,
there's a lot going on.
Where can they get all of this info? What's the website?
The easiest, go to the website, jimmyrogers.com, and that's Jimmy, J-I-M-M-I-E, Rogers with a D, .com.
Leslie, thank you so much for letting us know and telling us about it. Awesome.
It's good to be with y'all, and I got to hear Kamel Yodel, which I'm not going to forget, and we're going to have him back next year to do it.
Tell everyone in Meridian.
I felt a little trickle of blood come out of my ear. Well, we've come to the end of another great trip. We want to thank you for riding shotgun and today's guests, Tori Rice and Leslie Lee, for joining us. To submit an event or find out more information about these and what's happening around your neck of the woods, visit mpbonline.org and click the community tab to view SIP events. Next Stop Mississippi is produced by moi for Java and Kamel King with Visit Mississippi, the Yodeler. I'm Jermaine Flood. Stay tuned for Southern Remedy for Women and join us next Friday at 10 a.m. for another great trip here on Next Stop.
Pick them flowers off the floor.
Mississippi.
This is an MPB Think Radio podcast. To hear previous shows, visit mpbonline.org or download the MPB Public Radio app to listen on your iPhone.